Well, Clarence, George's father died that night, so of course George didn't go to Europe. But that fall, just as he was ready to leave for college, the directors of the building and loan had a meeting. They were going to appoint a successor to Peter Bailey.
Wait a minute, what was that you said, Mr. Clarence?
I said, as long as Peter Bailey's dead, let's dissolve the building and loan. We don't need it.
Okay, all right. Wait a minute. Just wait a
minute. No, you wait a minute. Peter Bailey was not a businessman. Ideals without common sense could ruin a town. What do we get? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Hold on, Mr. Potter.
I meant no disrespect, George.
Now, wait a minute here. Why my father ever started this cheap penny ante building and loan, I'll never know. But just remember this, Mr. Potter. This rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and the paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and play and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him. But to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, Mr. Potter, my father died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
Well, I'm not talking about your book, George. I'm talking about the building and loan.
You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on. That's what you're talking about. Well, this town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can borrow a few dollars without crawling to you. Come on, Uncle Billy.
What happened, George?
Boy, oh boy, you should have heard, George.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, they're in there voting us out of business.
Well, who cares? I can get another job. After all, I'm only 41.
45? Will you get out of here, George? You missed your boat trip. You want to miss college, too?
George! We voted Potter down. We're still in business.
Whoopee! We're still in business!
But wait. There's one condition, George. They've appointed you to take your father's place.
Appoint me? But I'm going to college. Look, this is my last chance. Uncle Billy's your man.
No, George. You've got to take it. They'll vote with Potter otherwise.
I know. George Bailey didn't go to college.
That's right, Clarence. He gave his college money to his younger brother, Harry. Harry went instead.
Uh-huh. But what happened to that good-looking girl? You know, Mary?
Oh, George saw her now and then. Not very often, though, because Mary went away to school. Anyway, George waited 4 years for Harry to come back and take over the building and loan. He could still see the world. He planned to work in the oil fields in Venezuela. Except when Harry came home, he wasn't alone. There was a girl with him. His wife.
George?
Yeah, I'm out here on the porch, Mother. I just thought I'd get some air.
Well, how do you like your new sister-in-law?
Oh, she's swell.
Well, sure looks like she can keep Harry on his toes.
Yeah, and keep him out of Bedford Falls anyway.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Ruth's father got a wonderful job waiting for Harry up in Buffalo.
Buffalo? Well, that means you...
Yeah.
Oh, George, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Did you know Mary Hatch is back from school?
Yeah, I heard something like that.
Oh, she's such a nice girl, that Mary.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, stop grumping.
What do you mean?
Give me one good reason why you shouldn't give Mary a call.
Well, Sam Wainwright, for one. Sam's crazy about Mary.
Well, she's not crazy about him.
Well, how do you know that? Did she discuss it with you?
Besides, Sam's away in New York.
Oh, and all's fair in love and war, I see. Okay, Mother, I think I'll go out and find that girl and do a little passionate necking.
Oh, George.
Bye, Mrs. Bailey. By the way, do you want any books at the library?
Library? George, you go and see Mary, do you hear?
George, is that you out there?
Oh, hello, Mary.
Well, are you coming in?
Oh, I just happened to be passing by.
And... Oh, I thought you were picketing. Have you made up your mind?
How's that?
Have you made up your mind?
About what?
About coming in. Your mother just phoned. She said you were coming over.
My mother just phoned? What does she mean by calling? I mean, I just happened to be passing by, that's all.
Well, are you coming in?
Well, all right, I guess I'll come in for a minute, but I didn't tell anybody I was coming here. You know, a fella can't go out for a walk nowadays without... Well, when did you get back from college?
Tuesday.
Mm. Well, where'd you get that dress?
You like it?
Oh, yeah, it's all right. I still can't understand how my mother called. I didn't tell anyone that I was coming here.
Would you rather leave?
Well, no. I don't want to be rude. I'll sit down for a while.
It's nice about your brother and Ruth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right.
Don't you like her?
Well, of course I like her. She's a peach. She's swell.
Oh, just marriage in general you're not enthusiastic about, hmm?
No, marriage is all right for a lot of people. It's all right for Harry, Sam Wainwright, and you.
For Sam?
Mary, who's down there?
It's George Bailey, Mother.
What's he want?
I don't know. What do you want?
Not a thing. I just came in to get warm.
He's making violent, passionate love to me, Mother.
Well, you just tell him to go right back home. Sam's calling you tonight from New York, isn't he?
I guess so. Would you like to hear some music?
Yeah, sure. I didn't come here to,
What did you come here for, then?
I don't know. You're supposed to be the one with all the answers. You tell me.
Oh, why don't you go home?
Well, I will. I don't know why I came here in the first place. Good night.
Mary!
The way you're shouting, you'd think...
Think what?
Mary! Mary!
All right, I'll get it. George, on your way out, would you mind turning off the phone?
Well, I'd be very happy. It's a doggone crazy song anyway.
Hello? Sam?
Mary? Gee, it's good to hear your voice.
Oh, Sam, I was just talking with an old friend of yours. George Bailey's here.
Well, put him on. I'd love to talk to him, too.
Wait a second. George, Sam wants to talk to you.
He doesn't want to speak to George.
He does so. He asked for him.
Why'd you call me? Because if you're...
Sam wants to talk to you.
Oh. Hiya, Sam.
Hey, pal. Hey, what are you trying to do? Steal my girl?
Hey, what do you mean? Nobody's trying to steal anybody's girl. Here, Mary, take the phone.
No, George, wait. I want to talk to you. Tell Mary to get on the extension upstairs.
He says for you to get on the extension upstairs.
I can't. Mother's on the extension.
I am not!
We can both hear, George. Just put your head a little closer. We're listening, Sam.
Well, listen. I got this big deal coming up that's going to make us all rich. Georgie, you remember that time you told me about making plastic out of soybeans?
Soybeans? Oh, yeah. Soybeans, I remember.
Well, look, my father checked into it, George, and now he's going to put up a factory. How do you like that?
A factory, huh?
Yeah. And here's the point, George. I may have a job for you unless you're still married to that broken-down building and loan, eh, Mary?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, listen. You tell that guy I'm giving him the chance of a lifetime. Do you hear me? Tell it.
George, he says it's the chance of a lifetime.
Give me that phone.
Here's George again, Sam. George!
Now, you listen to me, Mary. I don't want any plastics, and I don't want any job, and I don't want to get married ever to anyone. Do you understand that? I want to do what I want to do, and you're not going to trick me, and you're... Mary. Oh, Mary. Oh, Mary, darling.
Oh, George.
I love you, Mary.
George.
Well, so George Bailey and Mary Hatch were...
Yes, George and Mary were married, and they started off their honeymoon in Ernie Bishop's taxicab.
Hey, so where you two going on this here honeymoon, eh?
We're going to shoot the works, Ernie, a whole week in New York, a whole week in Bermuda, the highest hotel, the oldest champagne, the hottest music, and the prettiest wife.
So you're finally getting out of bed for golf. Well, what then, George?
After that, who cares?
Hey, you know what, Mrs. Bailey? I haven't kissed you in at least 10 minutes.
Hey, George, look over there at the bank. There's something funny going on. If I were a bed man, I'd say it looks like a run.
Well, wait. Pull over a minute, will we, Ernie?
George, let's not stop, please. Let's go straight to the station.
No, wait a minute. I'd better see what it is. I'll be right back.
George, please, George!